With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Lawmakers downplaying the danger of what House Intelligence Chairman Mike Turner says was a classified serious national security threat this week. But former Missouri Senator Jim Talent says Turner may have been referring to Russia's ability to shoot down a U.S. satellite.
The Chinese and to a significant extent the Russians have had the ability to attack our satellites in every orbital domain for a number of years. That's one of the reasons President Trump wanted a space service and one of the reasons Congress gave it to him. We need to disperse and harden the architecture.
Talent says there are more questions than answers right now.
But yeah, we need to tell more to the American people than we've said to this point, because right now none of us even know what specifically the concern is that Congressman Turner has.
Talent was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. Also at srnnews.com, President Biden's allies and rivals both want the transcript of his special counsel interview released. We hear more on the story from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
President Joe Biden avoided criminal charges around his handling of classified documents in part because of his answers during a lengthy interview with a special counsel investigating him. The five-hour interview over 2 days was led by special counsel Robert Hur. It helped establish that Biden did not intend to retain most of the sensitive records from his vice presidency found at his home or personal office. But the sit-down has also opened Biden to scrutiny over his age and memory. Now the public release of a transcript of that discussion is being sought by both Biden's allies and critics. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former mother-in-law, the woman who opened fire in a Houston church, claims she tried for years to get authorities to look at her ex-daughter-in-law's mental health. This is SRN News. Yet another setback on a church in Canada.
This one happened over the past weekend at Blessed Sacrament Catholic Church in Regina, Saskatchewan. Video footage shows a man using gasoline and matches to set the building on fire before running away. A door burned, but firefighters managed to put it out before it spread. Churches all across Canada have been the target of arson and vandalism over the past 3 years, more than 100 of them in all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Millions of Americans observing Lent, a traditional 40-day period of fasting, self-discipline, and prayer leading up to Holy Week, commemorating the 40 days Jesus spent in the wilderness, fasting and enduring temptation by Satan. Food is the main thing Christians most likely to give up for Lent. That includes meat, chocolate, fast foods, sugar, bread, and chips being the most popular items. This is SRN News. The Biden administration giving airports nationwide $970 million for improvements in terminals.
Those improvements include things like wider concourses, new baggage handling systems, and more gates. The money will go to 114 airports in 44 states, and it comes from a $5 billion grant program to modernize airport terminals. The biggest winner is Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport in Florida, which will get $50 million for a project to connect terminals and make other improvements.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting, taking a look at Wall Street this hour. Dow Industrials up 236 points. Trading for the day has been heavy. S&P 500 ahead by 22. And looking at the tech side right now, the NASDAQ climbing up 35 points. More details at srnnews.com.